As the nation's capital gets ready for tomorrow's inauguration, thousands of people from across the country are on their way to Washington. They're coming for the parties, protests, and pageantry. One of those trips originated in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. NPR's Luke Burbank tagged along with five young Republicans who volunteered for the Bush campaign and are now road tripping to D.C. to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
Ben Johnson may be the only person in Iowa with a box set of Ann Coulter's audiobooks and the latest release from Rage Against the Machine sitting on the same nightstand.
And my friends will be like, oh, you're listening to European music. That makes you a liberal. No, it means I like good music. So what if I listen to Rage Against the Machine? I think they're rock and roll, man.
The 18-year-old Cedar Rapids resident is a conservative. In fact, he heads the college Republican Club at Kirkwood College, where he's a freshman. Although from his torn, baggy jeans and hair that somehow transcends the term bedhead, you might not suspect that he worked day and night to secure President Bush's victory here in Iowa. As he packs for his inauguration road trip, he's excited to attend get-togethers with his Iowa congressman and meet with other young Republicans. But what would be his ultimate thrill?
I would probably say having a shot at the Bush twins. Again, it's kind of every single conservative male's dream to be within a couple hundred miles of those girls.
Meanwhile, downstairs, Ben's older brother, Zach Johnson, who studies microbiology at the University of Iowa, is also getting ready for the trip. But he's got other things on his mind, like how to pack his phone book-sized organic chemistry textbook.
I gotta take this textbook with me, and there's no other way around it, so I'm gonna have to just bear it.
Zach's room is full of perfectly hung award certificates and neatly shelved books. On his desk is his most prized possession, a framed photo of him and President Bush. He says he was volunteering at an event in Cedar Rapids in 2000.
And all of a sudden, there just are gasps in the room. I turn around and I'm face to face with George Bush, and then he started talking to me a little bit. In his eyes, he felt like an uncle to me. I mean, he looked directly like the most piercing look I've ever felt. And after that, I thought, you know what? I'm not working completely for an agenda here. I'm working for a man.
The Johnsons and their friend Dane Shulman hit the road. Along the way, they'll pick up two more friends. Of course, no road trip to the inauguration is complete without a life-size cardboard version of President Bush. And these guys have one, which they shove through the sunroof every time they see a car with either a Bush or Kerry bumper sticker.
Just stick his head out. It's gonna come off. No, it won't.
They'll drive most of the trip on Interstate 80. The brothers had considered driving down and around Illinois because it's a blue state, but gas prices soon ended that idea. The group has no plans to argue with protesters at the inaugural, saying neither side traveled all that way to have their mind changed. For Zach and Ben Johnson, it's enough just to revel in their candidate's victory.
If it sleets, snows, rains, I don't care. That's the highlight for me, is that swearing-in ceremony.
It's the swearing-in, though. That's the thing. Now, after that, the Bush twins.
You still got their number, Ben?
Yeah.
After all, when you're 18, a presidential inauguration is one thing. But a crush? Now that's something to get really excited about. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Davenport, Iowa.